This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
During the break here, I've been watching President Zelensky of Ukraine in an impassioned press conference somewhere, saying, "Hey, we don't want to kill Russians. This Russian army is young boys, young men." Have you seen some of the stories on this? Pretty amazing how they don't have food. And I saw one really neat photo. It's gone viral now. And it was a Russian soldier who turned himself into the Ukrainian soldiers. Hadn't eaten. They gave him food, and they got a phone and was able to call his mom. Did a video call with his mom. You see that one?
I did. I've seen a lot of them over the last 48 hours. It's there's so much stuff going on with this and so many side stories. I don't know if they're fake news, conspiracy theories, whatever, but there's a lot more to it than just, you know, Putin wants to get the minerals or Putin wants to, you know.
What do you make of the argument that you hear from some circles that Putin's the good guy in this?
The thinking behind that I dug into yesterday was that Russia is the only country in the world that isn't part of the central banking system and the Rothschilds and the whole, you know, the big cabal. I mean, the big global deal, the Great Reset, if you will. And I don't know. He's convinced, or the story is that, you know, Ukraine is completely corrupt. Zelensky is, you know, he's had political opponents killed. The elections there haven't been, you know, legitimate. He's there to clean it up, but who knows? I mean, he hasn't said anything. Who knows why he's doing it? He's just doing it. I don't know. There's definitely more to this than just what we're hearing on from our media.
And which that would surprise me never.
Never, right? Exactly.
Question everything.
Follow the money.
Zelensky's saying now we're defending our homes, our country. We'll pull some clips from that when he wraps this up before the end of the show. I'm Scott Hannon. Kevin Flynn is here. We thought Todd Mitchell was back today, but I don't know what happened. Maybe it's tomorrow. Maybe it's the travel day back from Mesa. I took my information from Phil Parker this morning. He said Todd's back. But
I checked my calendar. I've got him on vacation till.
Do you?
Yeah, till through today.
Okay, through today. Mm-hmm. Okay. We got bad information. Brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow, Mike Lindell. Have you seen the picture of Mike Lindell?
I love it.
Photoshopped in where he's putting a pillow behind
Harris.
Kamala Harris.
That's great.
Because she's falling asleep listening to Sleepy Joe Biden at the State of the Union.
I laughed out loud at that.
I sent him the picture because a few people have sent it to me, and he said, now that is funny. He hadn't seen it.
That is great.
Then he sent me a story about the special counsel down in Wisconsin, Mike Gabelman's his name, calling for the decertification of the 2020 Wisconsin election. You heard about that? Of course you haven't.
Oh,
because you're probably
Scott,
relying on mainstream media sources for
the July 6th Select Committee found that Trump might be, there might be conspiracy and stuff that he did.
Yeah, the one with
the
Select
Committee.
typical protocols used for any of those committees where Nancy Pelosi is handpicking exactly what she wants. So that's been a sham committee from day one. Anyway, Michael Lindell's been fighting on this front for a long time. It's one of the reasons we love supporting the person who's canceled continuously by all the woke, big retail outlets, so all the shopping channels canceled, his bank even. So what do? We rally and support him 100%. Pillows, sleepwear, slippers, footwear. I mean, you name it. MyPillow.com, MyStore.com for all American-made products of all kinds, and for all the TikTok of these stories that come out literally daily on election integrity, or lack thereof, I should say, frankspeech.com. You can all use the promo code Scott there, and anywhere you purchase any item, we're going to put a free item in your cart, Mike's book, From Crack Addict to CEO. How about that? MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028. We're doing radio graffiti today on the radio. We're also following the trucker convoy through North Dakota. Just left Minot, next stop Bismarck, and then on to Fargo. Let's get back to the phones here, and who has waited the longest?
Mike.
Mike in Fairbanks. There you go. Mike, what's on your mind? Mike, are you there? We're doing radio graffiti here. 1 minute, 1 minute only. We'll check back in with him in a moment. Let's go next to Dana Bismarck for a minute. Go ahead, Dana.
Hey, good morning, everyone. I want to thank my representatives and Kelly Armstrong especially for speaking up, for standing up for America instead of backing all these foreign countries. And on this carbon capture, I went to the meeting in Wishick, and the farmers there that they want to sign the leases with had all kinds of good questions, but didn't get any good answers because the people representing Summit said they weren't high enough on the ladder to answer them. So there's a meeting March 8th in Oaks, and it was suggested that maybe even this Bruce Ross, Stetler, is it?
Yep.
Could be there to answer the questions concerning the lease and the payments. I mean, they had like, there had to be at least 50 good questions that the answer was, well, that's way above my head. So maybe you'd like to attend that, Scott. Check
it out. I have it on my calendar here, Dana. Thanks for letting me know about it. I mean, I'm writing down the date right now to get it on my calendar. Am I here in March? I can't remember, but.
And go truckers. Get on.
Go truckers. Yeah, darn right. We'll also, by the way, invite. I spoke with Bruce yesterday, and I'm trying to get to that interview at some point for a couple of minutes anyway today in the program, give you some highlights on it. But we'll invite him on the program, too, to answer some of those questions. Appreciate the call. Go Truckers is right. Archie and Reeder, you're next for a minute. Go, Archie.
Yeah, there's a new medicine, apparently, called GCMAF. That is an extremely effective cancer treatment. I have a paper here that's talking about it. It says the scientific evidence clearly shows that GCMAF is potentially the most effective cancer treatment ever discovered. It is not an approved medicine, however, and approval is being stonewalled by Big Pharma. Because one treatment for this medicine costs probably about $400, whereas chemotherapy is at least $4,000 to $5,000 and up. There's an article on the internet titled GCMAF and Persecution of David Noakes, Lynn Tyler, and Immunobiotech. This Noakes is the head of the organization that was doing the work to develop this medicine, and he actually got put in jail. Now, this has all been done over in UK, but I got to think that there's probably something like this probably happened here in the U.S. as well. But Pfizer, guess who, is one of the biggest opponents of approval of this GCMAF.
What a shock there, huh, Archie?
Yeah. Really. They have treated stage 4 cancer treatments, which is the end of the line, the end of the rope cancer with people, and 75% of them fully recovered.
Wow.
I mean, it's astounding.
You know, I had a conversation with someone who will remain nameless, but just suffice it to say, a great deal of credibility in the bioscience world, okay? And this is probably, I don't know, 10 years ago. I'll never forget it. He said, we would have cured cancer long ago, but for the FDA.
Mm-hmm.
And the FDA is obviously in the grip of Big Pharma, big time.
And paper addresses is our very issue. This gentleman, I don't know if I said it, this gentleman's name, last name is N-O-A-K-E-S. And I think if you would Google up G-C-M-A-F and then Noakes.
I just did, yeah.
David Noakes, N-O-A-K-E-S. You'll pull up a report or a page. It's pretty lengthy. It's 7-8 pages or more. It's just mind-boggling.
Yeah, there's a ton on the web about it.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, there is an example where we question everything. There is Saturday a world-renowned doctor coming to Fargo to talk about hyperbaric oxygen treatment. And your eyes will open when you investigate how Big Pharma, FDA, all of them, have opposed hyperbaric oxygen treatment, which, by the way, is oxygen into your cells. So,
It smells just like the denial of ivermectin to the American people.
Yeah.
They can't monetize it.
Yeah, and
bottom line.
Isn't it great that the scales are being peeled back? You know, and
amen.
It's unbelievable. Remind me, I'll tell you about the HBOT meeting that's happening on Saturday, because this is a great way to take on Big Pharma, too. Archie, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. All month long at ApetraServe USA, you're going to save on Red Bull. 3 12-ounce cans are $6. Wild River Beef Jerky, $4.99 a pack. Stun Guns are $5 off. And that any size fountain pop or coffee cappuccino deal is good all month long. 49 cents, you pick the size. What a deal. Fresh baked muffins, fresh baked cookies, a 4-for-4 deal where you get a Hot Stuff personal pan pizza, two of the best made cookies around, and a drink on us. 4-for-4, ApetraServe USA.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
When you're single, it's all right. Well, it filters through. So lay down.
Back on What's on Your Mind. 20 past the hour, a little radio graffiti going today. Calls, questions, comments, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. You could also text us, 701-367-2054. That's direct to me. 701-367-2054. If you're following the truckers today, send us photos and we can get that up for folks that can't be there, can kind of just go along with this, you know? Take it in. Soak it in. Somebody just sent me a picture. And it's a photo of, what do you call the spikes you put out? Where you try to take tires out, like the law enforcement will use
them? Spike strip, yep.
The spike strip. These are actual spikes. It says, I have a box of these ready for the woke truckers on I-94. Their grievances are petty and insignificant. Wow. We say we welcome all opinions. That is one. But it is about as maligned as you possibly can imagine. Unbelievable. I promised to tell you a little bit about an event that is happening Saturday regarding hyperbaric oxygen treatment. This event is free, and what you need to know about it is Dr. Scott Scheer, who's a nationally known expert on HPOT, will be here Saturday, 3 p.m. at the Avalon Event Center. An opportunity to take the first step in the direction of life-changing hyperbaric oxygen treatment. This is a free educational presentation. And again, one of the top experts in the nation. The all-new Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic is now open. And they are offering relief on a whole host of things. Chronic fatigue is one we hear a lot about. The breakthrough treatment from brain injury and concussions is another one. And that's one where even Big Pharma says, oh, we don't really have anything. So, you know, go ahead. Give this a try. Oh, thank you, dear leader. Isn't that great?
Bonus.
Yeah. And also, a lot of people have had incredible success returning to normal after the lingering effects of COVID as well. So take it in, listen, learn, ask questions. 3 p.m., Avalon Event Center, Saturday. Get the facts, learn from the experts. A free event sponsored by the all-new Swanson Hyperbarics and Swanson Foundation. You can find out more information about all that at swansonhyperbarics.com. Can we pick up a little bit of Zelensky here before I go back to the calls?
Thank you for your question. Today I saw a very interesting forum by the Wailing Wall. Jewish, Hasidic Jewish people. And they were wrapped in, I don't know if you know, into our yellow and blue flags with a photo. I was really impressed. And my respect to those people who did that. They were praying.
This is I don't know how the translator for President Zelensky, and they're talking about how happy they are that the world is united around Ukraine. And there are many examples of that. And you know what? Whatever you think about, you know, who's right, who's wrong, is this true, is that true, this is heartbreaking to watch unfold. It is. And, you know, lives being disrupted. There's the reports of a million people that have fled Ukraine. You see people holding babies. You see bombs flying. And you wonder, did this have to be, don't you? That's why we pray. So we all stand with the people of Ukraine. Yesterday, a day of prayer, as designated by Governor Burgum in North Dakota, which I think is great. It's one of the things we can do and should keep doing. All right, let's get back to the phones here. Mike in Fairbanks. Got you back, Mike? Can you hear me?
Yeah, sorry about that, Scott and Kevin.
You know, you don't have a great signal there, so I'm going to put you back on hold, and then Daniel can tell us when we can hear you a little better. One minute only on What's on Your Mind. Let's go to Tappan. Is it Torin Tappan?
Yeah, Tori. How you guys doing?
Good, Tori. Go ahead. You got a minute.
Yeah, so hey, I just want to talk about the gas emissions part with the sequestration and all that. So I used to work for a company that monitors all the gas emissions from like the Robinson Lake gas plant, Newtown, and the Bellfield plant. And they also monitor greenhouse gas emissions from these compressor stations for like the natural gas pipelines and whatever. So I'm sure, you know, that's under the federal Clean Air Act guidelines that those companies have to comply with those regulations. You know, it's not like they can just do willy-nilly. It's heavily controlled, and, you know, they have limited time to repair leaks if there is one, and they get fined hundreds of dollars for every component, you know, whether it's a half-inch valve or a giant, you know, piece of pipe, whatever. I think people are kind of misinformed. You know, they're not going to be able to just do whatever they want because it's going to be, you know, regulated by the EPA just like everything else in North Dakota is currently, so...
Yeah, interesting point, Troy. Here's the deal. if I own land and somebody's asking for me to, you know, participate and obviously receive some dollars in the way of payments, I'm going to ask questions. And you should, and
right.
You should be able to, you know, you should be able to ask every possible question that's on your mind before you put a pen to paper. You ought to look at the agreement, of course. But there's some people that are, they are agitating, for all the wrong reasons here. Just have an adult conversation, landowner, across the table from people that are looking to use your land for anything. I mean, just be adults in the room here and ask the questions and get answers, but, don't follow rabbit trails of boogeyman theories here either. I think that's important. Good information,
yeah.
Tori.
No doubt. Thank you, guys. I appreciate the show. Keep doing a great job.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. Thanks, buddy.
Let's go to Enderlin, North Dakota. Ray's on the line today. Hey, Ray, what's on your mind?
Oh, thank you. I'll tell you what's on my mind. I think it's comical that they're trying to accuse President Trump of overturning the election when it's pretty Joe Biden is the one that actually took the oath of office. And he's the one to overturn it. I'd also like to know if the status of the International Space Station, since the Americans and Russians recently signed an agreement for to keep the International Space Station in orbit for the next 30 years, or until 2030. And are you still there?
We are, yep.
I'm sorry, I went down in the valley and I couldn't tell for sure if I were there.
No, we got a good signal with you, just don't have a good microphone.
Okay, can you hear me now?
It's a little better. Yep, go ahead.
Okay, so yeah, anyway, I was talking about the International Space Station. And we signed an agreement with Russia to keep that in orbit until 2030.
Yep.
And I'd like to know what the status of that is. That's been a stamp on Russia to recruit the soybeans.
With the ISS, the ISS kind of transcends all of the conflict and all of that. I think they look at it as a bigger picture thing. So I don't think that's going to be affected at all. But we'll see.
Okay.
I mean, there's a number of countries that are involved in the ISS.
Okay, well that's all good. Also, I'd like to comment too on the hypocritical Facebook. Okay, how they go out and they have the nerve or whatever, right or wrong, about. They censor any comments about the neo-Nazis. However, they just put out a statement saying it's okay to make positive comments about neo-Nazis as long as the neo-Nazis are fighting for the Ukraine, which, by the way, a lot of them have radicalized in the European, and now they fight on the Ukrainian side. And my other comment.
This is good points, Ray. I'm over time here, so I gave you a whole 2 minutes.
A lot there.
Call again. Yeah. Love your opinions. That's what it's all about today. What's on your mind? Radio Graffiti continues after this. Hey, it's Scott Hinton here. So excited to tell you about in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, there's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all of the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT right now.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
There were more explosions in the capital Kyiv and other key cities in Ukraine as Russian troops continue to face resistance from Ukrainian forces on Thursday. A short time ago, President Zelensky accused Russia of genocide.
They have orders to erase our history, our country, and all of us.
The United Nations is reporting over 1 million refugees have now fled Russia's invasion of Ukraine. COVID case rates continue to decline over the last 2 weeks, with the 7-day rolling average dropping to roughly 59,000 cases a day. That turns out to be roughly 18 cases per 100,000 people. As reports were surfacing about Texas Republican Congressman Van Taylor having an affair with the widow of an ISIS member from Texas, the representative has since apologized. Mr. Taylor also said that he would halt his run for re-election, conceding the GOP runoff to former Collin County Judge Keith Self. USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at ABM today. That's Advanced Business Methods, an employee-owned company based right here in good old North Dakota. How about that? You know what that means? Your money stays right here. Today's printers are high-end computers. Print management software. You get data and analytics to help you track usage, tell you how to save money on the jobs you print. Count your pennies, folks. Nobody else is going to do it for you. Who's printing what? Is it in color? How many more? Get all of those printing expenses under control today with a really, really easy software platform from the folks that have been doing this for 50 years. ABMnow.com, ABMnow.com. Radio Graffiti for a few more minutes here, and then we'll have a conversation from yesterday. A little recap on the announcement where Summit Carbon Solutions is talking about a strategic investment from Continental Resources and Tharaldson Enterprises and ethanol to create the largest of its kind carbon capture and sequestration project. 8 million metric tons of CO2 currently committed for sequestration, capability to scale up to 20. Wow. Think about that.
I have been.
20 million metric tons.
I start thinking about, all right, well, how many electric cars will we not need when we start doing this? How many electric boats do I not have to buy?
You mean coal-powered?
Yes.
Electric cars, yeah. Anyway, a few of the questions that have come up today we touched on with the CEO of Summit Carbon Solutions, so I wanted to play that today after our chat yesterday. All right, Mike and Fairbanks, you're on the clock for a minute. Radio Graffiti, go! Mike, are you there?
Did we lose him again? Mike,
we're going to give up on you today, fella. We tried too many times here, but I don't know if he's got a bad connection or what. Phil in Watford City, let's get to you. Phil, go. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, good morning, and thanks for taking my call. I really enjoy your program. You know,
you
had talked just a few minutes ago about being an adult and then having an adult conversation. And one thing I've realized over the past 4 years over here in Western North Dakota is sometimes that's the most difficult part. When someone raises their voice, a lot of times the communication stops. And there's really no reason to have an argument. When you start raising your mind and you shut everything off, there's no longer an exchange of ideas. There's no longer a transference of information. But I just wanted to bring up one more thing. A good friend of mine, Sheila Holen from Williston, is having a benefit. If that sounds familiar, Mark and Sheila own Hall and Autobody in Williston. And on October 1st, she was diagnosed with small cell lung cancer that is metastasized to her lymph nodes, spine, and spleen, liver, and brain. She's fighting a good fight, and she's doing a great job. But we are having a benefit for her on April 30th from 5 to 10 at Black Magic Harley-Davidson. Again, there's going to be silent and live auction by Darwin Stevens and entertainment provided by Double XL. There is a account set up at First State Bank in Williston under the Sheila Holen benefit. But you guys, anyone around Williston or Western North Dakota, I'm sure they're familiar with them. They've done a lot for the community. They're always good about helping out when there's a need, whether it be donations to other silent auctions, things like that. So we see right now everybody's kind of in a tough spot, so it's kind of nice to be do what North Dakota does and kind of stand up and help out a fellow individual. So that's all I really wanted to talk about. So I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Rafael, if you do me a favor, my cell phone number is 70. Just text me a little flyer on that, so we put that on social media, too. We have KTGO in Tioga that covers, obviously, Watford City and Williston and the region, and we'll get a couple of public service announcements going on that and also put it on our social media so people know about it, okay?
Absolutely. I'll fire it off to you.
701-367-2054. And by the way, on your other point, I think Watford City invented adult conversations. You know, I mean, you think about a town that literally was, about 1,000 people not all that long ago and has grown now to, what the census says is the fastest growing county in McKenzie County in America. And the explosion of growth and infrastructure and everything else to accommodate the oil and gas industry, you need a lot of adult conversations. And, it's not necessarily easy. These are tough things. But, boy, oh, boy, do you know how to do them in Watford City. You're a good example for all of us, no doubt about it. So thanks for calling. Thanks for sharing those thoughts today.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You as well. Dan and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go, Dan.
Good morning. You know, I had an uncle, and every family has one, an uncle that is a world-renowned authority on everything. Our uncle was Uncle Bill. And I remember when I was a kid, he used to tell about the guy that invented the carburetor. It would let your Buick get 100 miles to the gallon. And the automotive industry shut him down. And all right. I'm hearing about these cancer treatments that are – I've had cancer 5 times. Okay. I've been cured 5 times by the medical industry. But you know the doctors, their families get cancer. Oncologists' families get cancer. Imagine how big the conspiracy would have to be, Scott, in order for there to be a cure for cancer out there, and these guys are all squashing it. None of them want to talk about it. This is the carburetor that gets 100 miles to the gallon. And I wouldn't buy into this for a second. Now, are there natural treatments that work? Absolutely. But why wouldn't the doctor whose baby gets cancer use that instead of using what's available? Because they're oncologists. They know cancer. The internet is rife with this kind of stuff. And I am concerned. I've known people that have gotten cancer and have refused to take their doctor's advice and went with some other remedy, and they're gone, several of them. That probably could have been helped by conventional medicine. So let's be careful about the conspiracy that everybody's in on it. And, I mean, I've been at Mayo Clinic 4 times. I don't think they're in on it, on the fact that there's a cure for cancer and they're not doing anything about it.
You gave us lots to think about there, Dan. Thank you. And I know the Uncle Bills, too, so appreciate that very much. Last one today, Craig and Moorhead. Got a minute, go.
Okay, this Ukraine, it is such a confusing thing. Let me tell you, when you go to RT, Russia Today, it's been banned in a lot of countries for good reason, because it's the propaganda arm of Russia. You can still see it here, though. It's the same station that some other famous people happen to be on. But, you know, in their view, they've been being bombed. Russia, people in Donbass, been bombed since 2014. It's been fighting going on forever. Russia claims they've lost 14,000 people. So this is just so screwed up in so many different ways. And there's a Netflix show called Winter on Fire, all about what happened in 2014. But the more you watch, the more you're confused of how much we should be involved. It's a mess.
100% with you, Craig. Well said. It is. Sort it out. It takes some effort, though, for sure. Our next guest is the president of Summit Carbon Solutions. This conversation happened yesterday, but addresses some of the concerns that have been raised on the program today. Bruce, let's talk first of all about the big picture of Summit Carbon Solutions and what your company is doing.
I mean, what we're doing at Summit Carbon Solutions is that we have agreements with 31 ethanol plants, 20 companies across the five Midwest states, to capture their CO2, 10 to 12 million tons in total, that's currently being emitted into the atmosphere under their air permit, that will compress, make a liquid, put in a pipe, pump to North Dakota, and permanently store in geology that long-term safely stores it. And so what that does for the ethanol plant, it cuts their carbon score in half, takes it from a 50, 55 to a 20, 25, and allows them, with the rest of the improvements in agriculture and producing more with less and less nitrogen use and more bushels of corn produced, to have a net zero carbon fuel within a decade. And what that means is then they can go to markets like California, Oregon, Washington, Canada, and other growing markets that pay premiums for low carbon fuel.
And the partnership will require, obviously, a fair amount of infrastructure. Give us a little update on the gathering system
here. Yeah, the gathering system is going to be about a little over 2,000 miles of pipeline, and the main trunk pipeline, and then smaller lines go into each individual plant. There is significant compression equipment at each plant, and that's proven technology that exists today. And then obviously at the well where it's injected, you know, there's the cost of the well, the equipment to inject it underground, and to monitor and safely store it. So it's about a $4.5 billion project. That's in full permitting today in the five different states. And we look to have those permits and be building the pipe and sequestering carbon by the spring of 24.
How are early discussions going with landowners?
You know, they're going well. I think in particular in terms of the sequestration site, we've already signed up over 100,000 acres. We've met our threshold and had great reception from landowners in that part of North Dakota in terms of sequestration. And we're just beginning the process of right-of-way. And I think I mentioned earlier, in growing up on a farm and farming today, we understand and respect people's property, the importance of tile, the importance of doing the right thing when we put the pipe in the ground and have that easement and opportunity with them.
This is a new frontier in carbon storage for sure, and we talked a lot about the unique geology North Dakota has to do it. For landowners that are concerned, what does that mean, right? The surface owner has that ability to lease that, and obviously you're doing a different piece of that in bringing the carbon from these plants to where it could be sequestered. But what about the actual sequestration? Talk a little bit about the technology behind that, and give landowners some comfort in that regard.
Yeah, I think, as you know, ERC with the University of North Dakota has long-term studied the geology in North Dakota. And I think, you know, and one of the important parts of Continental and Harold Hamm's involvement is he obviously understands the geology as well. But North Dakota has studied that, which has been extremely helpful in the development of the Bakkens, as well as in that geology just short of the Bakkens that has the opportunity to sequester significant amounts of carbon. And as Governor Burgum has said, that North Dakota hits a jackpot with the ability to sequester 50 years of total amount of the nation's carbon. And so ours will be obviously a small part of that, but an important part. And so there have been permits issued. Project Tundra is an example of permits that the state has given. ERC has worked with that and geology companies in terms of understanding and identifying the geology that works. So we're very comfortable with that from a landowner standpoint. They won't know we're there. You can have one well and spread that over under thousands of acres, so it's a very small footprint that goes into the property, and just a wellhead after that with a pipe going to it, and then it almost doubles the rental value equivalent of that land. So it's
that is Bruce Rastetter, who is the CEO of Summit Carbon Solutions. Hopefully answers a few of those questions. We'll have more of this in the coming days and weeks. Take the first step in the direction of life-changing hyperbaric oxygen treatment by attending a free educational presentation featuring one of the nation's top experts, Dr. Scott Scher, an integrative HPOT physician. Saturday, March 5th at 3 p.m. Save that date, Saturday, March 5th, 3 p.m., and you'll find out about the all-new Swanson Hyperbarics Clinic, which is now open and taking patients. There is relief from chronic fatigue.
hear about the breakthrough treatment for brain injury and concussions. And patients have had great success in returning to normal after the lingering effects of COVID. Saturday, March 5th, 3 p.m., Avalon Event Center. Get the facts. Learn from the experts. This is a free event sponsored by the all-new Swanson Hyperbarics Clinic and the Swanson Foundation. Find out more information now at SwansonHyperbarics.com. SwansonHyperbarics.com. And we'll see you March 5th, 3 p.m. at the Avalon Event Center. H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC. That is Steve Schwann on the team. Say right now, we got new Buicks and GMCs arriving daily. You need to stop in, though, and hurry before they're gone. And if you want what you want, in other words, you want specific color, you want interior, get in and get it ordered. Get it on the docket, okay? You do that at 3812 Memorial Highway in Mandan, or call ahead, 701-214-6372, and it's all online at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
11 before the top of the hour, on special today for lunch at PetroServe USA.
Talk to me.
Are you ready for a little chicken pot pie today, Kev?
Is that Glendon?
It is.
Oh, perfect.
I had you right there. I knew what you were thinking. And, you know, the warm biscuits the special recipe. The
And the Swedish meatballs.
Yeah, it's really good. Glendon has chicken pot pie today. Beef tips in Yulin. There's Salisbury Steak downtown Fargo, MP Avenue. This is your home cooking grab-and-go convenience specials. I mean, to have home cooking and then be able to take it and run and in a hurry, it's the only place. Does it just right. Swedish noodles to 12th Avenue and I-29. I wonder if they're supposed to be Swedish meatballs, but it says Swedish noodles.
I think it's Swedish meatballs, yeah.
Maybe it's noodles with Swedish meatballs on top of them.
Could be.
Yeah.
Kind of like a stroganoff.
12th and I-29, scalloped potatoes and ham, Harwood and I-29, West Main Avenue, country fried steak or scalloped potatoes. And in Valley City today, pulled pork or French dip sandwich. Home cook and grab and go convenience. All right, a couple minutes before the end of the program, we had a call the other day, a heartbreaking story out of New Salem, North Dakota, about a barn burning down. And as luck would have it, I ran shortly after to my friend DJ Coulter at American Family Insurance. And he said, Scott, you can't believe how many people are underinsured. We've had a number of these fires, and we find out later the buildings are not insured for enough. And I said, I want to hear more about this. So there he is, DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance.
Thanks for having me.
Who happens to be the Hennen Family Insurance Company of record.
What a privilege.
And we love it. We love it. So he's my insurance go-to guy. What's going on here?
Well, let's look at what's gone on in the world the last year or two. And everyone, I think, thought when the product would start coming down, Scotty, when those, you know, the trucks came down with the lumber from Canada, yeah. That everyone's, and some of the cost of goods did go down. But not enough that between labor and it's just things have shot up. We've seen what's going on with the world that some places can get product. When you can't get product, you got to pay it's a lot more. And it's hard to find labor. So the cost of hiring a contractor, rebuild stuff, it's just got up. So we're seeing a lot of total. I don't know how many total losses I've seen throughout the region. I'm hearing, whether it's us or other places, there's just not enough coverage. I really worry about the outbuildings. You know, most people's home policy goes up 4% a year. That's not been enough the last few years.
I heard, actually, Jim Roars, a good developer, developed a lot of projects. He says inflation in North Dakota, what they're seeing in their projects, are 20% year over year.
And that's, I'll put it this way. I insure some of those commercial guys like that, and when they're calling me up and saying you need to raise my coverage, I mean, they don't want to always raise coverage and pay more premium,
right?
When they're calling me up and saying, hey, you need to raise coverage on these commercial buildings, apartments, condo, I mean, that's obviously those bigger buildings, it can be a bigger issue, but it's not just them. It's single family homes, it's outbuildings, it's garages, it's everything that all of your listeners deal with, that, you know, and usually for the price, It's not much to raise your coverage on your house, your outbuilding, your farm outbuildings, your farm, you know, any type of even your business building. It's not that much.
Is there an inflation rider or whatever?
Most of the time it's 4%.
Okay.
Well, in most over so many years, that's usually enough to keep up, where some years it's more, some years it's less. But we know the last couple of years it's not.
So what do you suggest people do?
They need to look at their policy. They need to reach out to their insurance professional. We'd love to look at it. See, we have these tools for these updated replacement costs. That's another thing that two insurance companies are scrambling, because what's the real replacement cost? What's the really price per square foot if everything's changing so much so fast?
So if I ask you, hey, I want replacement costs in that outbuilding, you do the work to find out what it is.
Yeah, we just need, you know, the basic information on, and we pop it in, and it gives us, you know, what the replacement cost is, and that's what we need to raise it to.
You're going to need to do that today, but tomorrow you may be dealing with more costs, or who knows in this world we're in now.
Yeah,
task that's got
to
be.
We just helped a family that came to us, that the reason they came to us, they were so frustrated. Their home was underinsured by $200,000.
Oh, boy.
We're not talking, I mean, we're talking like a $400,000 home that was insured at $200,000. And that's pretty rare, but there's a lot of them. That $50,000 is not out of question. $50,000 to $75,000 to $100,000. Some of these homes are your listeners' homes. That's they just need to look at their policy or reach out to their insurance professional and say, hey, what is my home insured for? Can you give me an updated, or what's that price per square foot? I mean, you know, it's got to be in the $100 to $120 price per square foot is where things are. You know, that's the world we're living in around here. It's not the 80s and the 90s like it wasn't too long ago, or even the 70s.
In the farm and ranch side, you got a lot of buildings.
Got it.
And 10 years old, 20 years old, wow, what's the replacement cost?
A lot of those policies don't go up in coverage. And also, a lot of those policies, clients want actual cash value, not replacement cost. So it's even a bigger deal if a storm happens and it's at actual cash value and it's so much higher replacement cost, they're going to get maybe 20, 50, 70 cents on the dollar.
Wow.
So they it's a huge, huge deal for
you've awakened us. And hopefully everybody's taking a look and saying, you know, what are the numbers? What should it be? DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, agencies across the great state of North Dakota. God bless you, sir.
Thanks for the time, Scott.
Great information. Appreciate that very much. Remember, the trucker convoy from North Dakota will be at the Staymark Travel Center in Bismarck in the next hour. Get on over there and wish them well. Get on the overpasses. Peaceful, but really impassioned show of support. Petro Truck Stop on 45th and Fargo. They leave from there at 5 tonight. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers, your equipment auction team that gets results. There's never been a better time to turn iron into cash. Pfeiffer's equipment auction team is prepared to offer a free market analysis of your assets and provide uncomparable options for you, whether it's a private on-farm auction, a timed online-only auction, or consignment in any one of Pfeiffer's regional equipment auctions throughout North and South Dakota. Contact Pfeiffer's Auctioneers at 701-523-7366 to discuss your Pfeiffer's exclusive equipment auction for 2022, or log on to Pfeiffer's.com for all upcoming auctions.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.